Blog Talk Radio.
Job working as an intern with Will Smith.
Yes.
You say to them, look, I have to have the Sabbath off, which may I just confess that I learned in my first meeting with Devon, all these years I thought the Sabbath was Sunday.
Yeah.
I've been going to church. We say worship on the Sabbath, worship on the Sabbath in the Baptist church. And you corrected me and you said, no, Sunday is the first day of the week. Yeah. Sabbath is Friday sundown to Saturday sundown.
That's right. That's
right. I stand corrected.
Amen.
So you go to your first job with Will Smith and say, look, I'm really excited to be here, but I have to have Friday.
Friday night sundown, Saturday night sundown off.
I think it's important to mention that there have been nearly 400 treaties written by the United States in good faith with the Indians, and every single one of them was abrogated. It means broken or changed or altered.
Where it talks about the children
but was told to let these peoples alone because one day they will be back in power again. So highlight that, Brother Yagdai Israel. We'll get on that a little bit later as we try to sort out a couple of these memos and got a lot of memos on these here. Would you please continue to talk about the dietary helping our bodies? And we really appreciate the information on our body health, and that's a great idea that if we do it right, our bodies be between 27 and 35 years old inside. Yeah, inside. But you remember, you got to have your Yahuwah first. It don't work if you think about not having your Yahuwah first. If you got your Yahuwah first and you pay attention to what the six anointed camps bring to you, surely your digestive system will be open up, your blood circulation will flow, and then anything can happen after that. Anything can happen. Anything can happen. When your blood system is open, anything can happen. You have a, oops, I'm pregnant. Oh, wait a minute. No, don't make no difference. Once you open that blood system up and get that flow going, a lot of things will happen, but you got to keep your Yahuwah first. And remember one thing, if your Yahuwah is first and your blood system is open and you're doing what Yahuwah tell you to do, for anything to happen that have not happened for you. You got that? Good. Okay. We're gonna slow down the international side and see who all join us for another episode. This is called a special edition called Thursday Evening. We'll talk a little bit about your health too and about how to keep your blood system open for your blood to flow, because you got to remember, the navel of your body must be cleared out. Talk about that later. But let's get this out the way first. Look on the international side and see what's going on. And it reads, officially all the slots are spilled. That's 195 international countries. And, you know, and that's a good thing. All right. And what's flashing on the international side is 101-857. 101-857. Mr. Till will tell you all about that. But he'll be a little bit late coming into the room. And okay, we'll take care of that part a little bit later. Mr. Tiff's coming in the room, so what we're going to do? Okay, I'll tell you what we'll do. We talk about the health right now while we got a chance to talk about the health. Okay, again, about your health. First of all, you have to have your Yahuwah first. If you want to get yourself together where you feel much better, if you're sluggish, keep this in your mind. I don't care what age you are. If you're sluggish, that means your colon is clogged up, sluggish. Well, how you feel today, brother, sister? Oh, I don't feel good. That means one thing, you're sluggish. That means your colon is not properly breathing. So you got to get all that mucus out around your colon, your liver, your heart. You got to get your blood circulation going. If you're sluggish, if you don't have no pep in yourself, you're sluggish. You know, and when people start walking past, you get out the way because you fall to the curb to let folks get past. That means you're sluggish. That means you got to check on what you're eating. Because you don't always feel sluggish. I don't care what age you are. Once you complete the 12 weeks and you complete the 12 weeks with your Yahuwah in front of you and you the 12th week on your air stepper, you got your blood flowing good and you've done your exercise in your bed, you're going to complete them 12 weeks. The sluggishness is gone. You are feeling yourself. If a crowd coming, you won't swing to the side and say, let me get out the way. No, you'll stay ready because you'll be having to get up about yourself. Now, whoever, you better have fixed a meal for you. You have to be honest with her. You have to make sure you tell her, listen, whatever you fixed last night is still in my system. Meaning you don't fix nothing else for me until that out of my system. Because if I keep that in my system and you don't put that on my system, you're going to make my colons work harder. So we got to be honest with ourselves, because if you want me around, You got to make sure you pay attention to what I'm telling you. Whatever you fixed, and I enjoyed every bit of it, still in my system. Meaning we got to eliminate that because it's still in my system. Within 24 hours, whatever you on it, supposed to be out of your system before you start your breakfast, lunch, or dinner. So breakfast might not start until you get rid of what you got in your belly. So now don't fix me nothing because I got to get rid of yesterday's food. Well, how long yesterday's food is in your body? Well, it's been now for 2 days. That means I ain't fixing nothing for 2 days, huh? Right. That means whatever you did fix me, don't fix me that no more right now until I get my system in order. The key to it is you know how you get all of that. You left that out the refrigerator all night long. Man, it ain't no good. Now, you easy to say that. But what about the food that's in the man's belly from 2-3 days? You forgot to think about that. Be honest. What you just got through fixing me is still in my stomach. Until I get rid of that, then I'm not eating. Because all I'm going to be around, I got to eliminate what you just got through fixing. Then I can add on something else. That's why you got to detox first. Get your 12 weeks out the way. See, once your 12 weeks is out the way, you got your F step and you don't step it on to 12 weeks, you're going to feel a pep in your step. And you're not going to want to go back the way you was at, because now you got giddy up in yourself. You know how you used to grab on everything to get up? You get up on your own now. You know, every now and then, you know, you get to find your eye. I come in your eye double. Your blood system is from your feet to your head is circulating. Your blood system is circulating. And that's what you want. You want your blood system to be circulated. But you get clogs in your blood system. Always take 2 garlics. Cut them up. Take the 2 garlics. Keep your blood system open. After you come out for your 12 weeks, keep that in your mind. You're going to feel a pep in your step. Your blood system is open. Stay off of any food that is dairy product. Stay off of any starch food. Go for the win. Go for the win. Drink a lot of water. Flush that stuff out. You must exercise too. You must have your ass scuffle. Get on that way where it's not beating your knees. And get in between it. And just all the 6 and 9 camps, they all got them. They all, they throw the peep at it a little bit better. And like I said, I had a call saying, well, my feet is hurting. Well, put a pillow up on your feet. Because one thing about it, you pounding up a lot of weight. And then once I found out what you're wearing, no wonder your feet is hurting you. Put a pillow up on it. Get some good, comfortable shoes with the stuff that takes the whole ankle together, your knees, because you're going for the win. Put a pillow up under there. Get your feet where it's nice and comfortable. Get your 5 minutes in, rest up, and do 5 minutes more. All of a sudden, someone says, hey, I've done 5 minutes. I feel good. Let me do 10. Then you know you're on your way. Then after you complete your 12 weeks, your body will have a flow in it. But remember, nothing works without your Yahuwah before you. You can't be scared. You got to keep your Yahuwah before you. If your Yahuwah before you, you're doing a program, you're in good. Okay, good. We got that out the way. Now, Be honest with your better half. I got the memo. Be honest. Let her know that you're cooking good, but what I just got through eating is still in my system. So you have to cut back on that. Not that you're not cooking good, but I got to cut back on that because whatever I eat, I must get rid of it before 24 hours before we go to the next meal. Just like leaving food out overnight. Man, you left that food out overnight. Well, you got to throw it away. Imagine your body inside is hotter They leave him pulled out overnight. And you got toxic build up around your, and you know, otherwise you got poop, boo-boo around your stomach, all inside your stomach, and you mixing food in together, and if you don't get that out your body, it's going to cause you problems with your intestine digestive system. It's going to cause you problems. Your liver, your colon, your heart going to have to work harder. The blood circulation is so slow, it can't find room to drip down to your feet. So, and then a brother say, well, I got to take on these such pills to fight and entertain. The reason why you can't entertain because your blood system is clogged up. First of all, before you start taking all these pills that you're hearing that somebody done created for you, clean your system out. Get your gut cleaned out first. Got it? Enough said on that. So it's enough said on that. So I hope that'll help. We got more memos to talk about. We're not even talking about the big dignitaries in the room. We're just going to get back to, like we said last night, and showing you the lesson that it's not worth it once you know who you are in the book. What we read in the 48th chapter, verse 11, letting you know, Yahweh, he got one honor for one people. One honor for one. He told Isaiah, I got one honor for one people. And the other people got to fall in line after you. So you got to get yourself together. All right, enough said on that. Remember, 195 International Conscious, 101-8 settlements. 857 flashing. 101-857 flashing. Simon Tails and bring him in. Today we need to know in a special edition called Thursday evening. And we'll get to start tightening up on some good information pertaining to what we're talking about, the fiery destruction of Christianity, the great beast, the Roman Catholic Church, 195 International Conscious, 101-857. When you meet your brother with a loud voice, Mr. Tibbs, Yahweh be there, say right.
And Yahweh bless you, Brother C. as well. Receive well. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Well, I did get a chance to hold on until we get you on the spot, so now you're ready to go in this national ordinance, 195 International Conscious, 101-857 is in the room. So take your time, break, and do the part Yahweh giving you to do, and we'll get back to what he give me to do. You're on the clock, Mr. Tibbs. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Brother Searsville, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And you always hold down pretty well, especially for the 1,857 people that's listening. I was into a great debate, and time had caught up with me. But we know time catches up with us all. So we all have come to hear the things that most of us have came to hear, and some listening never understand. And to see those things that most of us see and some can never find. We touch those things that most of us here can touch and others can never feel. For the wicked can do none of these things. Because it's the words of Yahweh which makes all this and more possible for the righteous. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 12 and 13, 12 says, for the eyes of the Yahweh are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Yahweh is against them that do evil. 13. And who is he that will harm you if you be followers of that which is good? Well, there's a lot of us out here that came for the good of Yahweh's word, and some not for the good of others, just to coming to see who's all attending, what they're talking about, and who they like and don't like. And I know most of us have seen things like this before. So that's why we're here for one reason and one reason only, and that's for the words of Yahweh. Knowing that, we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry. Coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible, about Yahuwah's word, your health, and foods that you should eat that you were currently listening to. Keeping the Sabbath days, and we do this because you have knocked, and you came to seek, and you found that what you have sought in Yahuwah's ministry that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., and the days, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, we don't have a class on Tuesday unless we have an announced special event. But we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday from 6:30 to 9:30 until the temple members desire to leave. The bottom part, which is Saturday, that temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m., once again, until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address to use. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your current smart devices. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After clicking there, just under that big line, you're going to see some choices. One is going to be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any one of your other devices, it may appear to be a little different. This time, you may see menu. Clicking this, again, you'll see choices, so you'll follow the same instructions, use tithes and offerings as you did for previous use. As doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the Book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. 7 says, give unto Yahuwah your kindreds of the people. Give unto Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone when doing this to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah alive. Also to build a school, a banquet hall, and the land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar to stay in tune with the feast days that come to you and your family throughout the year. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. Type three words on the search line, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as this appears, and this will put you right into our live online broadcast. We currently have two email addresses we're using. The first, which is tribe, that's T-R-I-B-E-Y-H-D-H, at gmail.com, to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject, or related topics. The other is Y-H-D-H-Y-S-R-A-E-L at gmail.com. Also for biblical subjects or related topics. We have a few phone numbers to reach Yahuwah's ministry also. We ask to considerably use them before broadcast time or afterwards, as not to disturb the words of Yahuwah, because we have a few verses from the Bible that explain why. In the book of Sirach, chapter 11, verse 8, 8 says, answer not before thou have heard the cause, neither interrupt men in the midst of their talk. In the book of James, chapter 1, verse 26, 26 says, if any man or woman among you seem to be religious and bridle not his or her tongue, but deceiveth his or her own mind, this man or woman's religion is vain. But still, as we can see, there's still those that do the opposite of what the scriptures say, still calling during the program announcement or causing disruption when the words of Yahuwah are being spoken unto you. I suppose they may not be familiar with Yahuwah the Son has said in the book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 29. 29 says, Yahuwah the Son answered and said unto them, ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of Yahuwah. Also, we begin to find it necessary to mention, please by no means contact the seer for questions direct via voicemail, email, or text. He is generally usually pretty busy answering many memos that most of us have seen, even having thoughts of running just a memo show. Responding to the WCC, the New York station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man. This stuff almost gets me tie-tongue in pronouncing all the things that he does. And mostly what's important is preparing Yakwa's lesson before our program starts. Remember, the sea is only one man, limited by Yakwa's creation to only 100% of what one man can do. So please place all your calls to the international line. You will receive a call back if it's legit, because many of our questions now can be answered directly by one of our anointed camps. Thank you for your consideration. Yakwa be with you all. Now, the numbers you can righteously call with Yakwa in mind, the first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number, as I previously mentioned before. You can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of our six anointed camps of Yahweh's ministry. But again, not this year. He's often tried to exceed Yahweh's creation of 100% and found that this is impossible, as quoted in the book of Matthew 19:26. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except for Fridays. This program is repeated at 9:45 p.m. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. Write once again on the search line, type three words, Yakwa Radio Live. After clicking enter, look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program that you were late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. I think I'll have to do that myself today since I was late coming in. Also, we're in the process of making it possible for any of the members to get a CD recording or DVD recording of any particular program by request. Just call the international line to order any day or number of days. Well, today is another good day for Yahweh's Word, and we find a lot of things have changed. And number one, what's changed is the number of people that come for Yahweh's Word, and they should say increasing number each time. Those that come to add unto the words and commend it, and only following by those taking the word and casting it behind their back, only wanting to hear certain verses in the Bible. Taking the verses meaning totally another way, along with noisemakers, complainers, wanting to be a deceptive listener, flipping the pages in the Bible to look like they're paying attention, but are completely lost when they're called to speak the words of Yahweh. They're clearly forgetting we are only one man or one woman. And seriously, if you think about this, time is not in our favor, but the best is yet to come. We can only do 100% of what one man or woman was Yahweh created to do in this life, and that's if at all possible. Because if anyone says they've even done 101%, they just lied. Now they're doing the work of another past Yahweh's creation. That's impossible. Because don't forget what Yahweh the Son said about the impossible in Matthew 19:26. 26 says, "But Yahweh the Son beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with Yahweh all things are possible." Remember, no man or woman can't measure their last days. Because in Matthew chapter 24, verse 36 says, "But of that day and hour knoweth no man, nor the angels of heaven, but my Father only that day and hour know. No man, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only." So knowing that, we have to be very careful. Do what we can during the days that we hear. Listen to what the Bible tells us. We listen that a man or woman is measured by their works, the things we think, do, and say. In the book of James, chapter 2, verse 18 says, "Yea, a man or woman may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. So at this time, this is why we tell you to keep your Bibles open. Show good works thereof. We will pass our program back to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, there, Mr. Tibbs. You know, very interesting is all I can say. Very interesting. That's nice on your part. We'll catch you on the second half. I got a lot of memos on the table, but we definitely have to lay this foundation because the bottom line is if the sixth anointed camp do not lay the foundation, it will never be laid. Exactly who's who and what happened with these names and how they distort you. You know, the series we're teaching on is the fiery destruction of Christianity. Matter of fact, we haven't even got to the second part of this fiery destruction of Christianity. It's a load, and everybody is up on a Catholicism, which is Christianity. Christianity, Catholicism, all that ties together. And so we're going to have to unmask a lot of things. That's why we just don't have time to entertain too many things. But like I said, again, what's important is the only way you're going to get it, clear, your inside function got to be together. You got to be, I'm telling you in advance how you're going to have to have your act together, because this is a big job, and it's a big job here. And one thing about it, we're not ready yet, but we're getting ready. With the notes coming in, we're getting ready. All right, enough said on that. We're going to find Brother Yagdai Israel and bring him in. We'll get something going on called Special Edition called Thursday Evening. And when you meet your brother with a loud voice, you say, Brother Yagdai Israel. Yahweh be with you there, C. Royer.
Well, bless you, C. Israel. C. Royer. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh there, Brother Yahweh Israel. You know, we know Sabbath day is only hours away, and the Passover feast is coming up, and there's so much on the table. But we just got to take one day at a time. Luke. Chapter 12, verse 12, Brother Yagdai Israel. Come on.
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, Spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
Excellent. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. Hey, Brother Yagdai Israel, I want to get right back on that page 334 and 335. Because what I'm looking for where that Montezuma and this other fellow, he was told something about these tribes, about what's going to happen in time to come. Somebody going to activate. So it's best for you to understand. What now, Ronald Sanders, let me give you some background on Ronald Sanders. Ronald Sanders hung around the Northern Kingdom for over 40 years, he took notes. That's why he's very qualified to write it, but it was never for you to really. And he made it clear that the peoples that he was around is the same peoples in that Bible. He made it clear in his book. Ronald Sanders made it very clear because he hung around for 40-some years. He was, and he took note for 40-some years. You know, a lot of things people leave out, but we'll bring it to the table and tie some more things in because we know how far you go, how far you want. Talking about it, let's go back to 334 of Ronald Sanders' book. And let's pick it up again on the language that was spoken after the given then I want you to give me enough of that. Then I want to hear what was said concerning these children of the book. You're on the clock, Brother Yahdai Israel. Special edition call Thursday evening. You're on the clock.
Read from the Lost Tribes and the Promised Land by Ronald Sanders, page number 364, and it reads, Francisco told Montezumas all he knew about these people from his own traditions. His ancestors, to their eternal shame, had indeed made war on them and persecuted them. Only the sorcerers of his tribe had perceived that they were a special people, that given warning that they should be left alone. The Yaquavi family of Israel, children of Israel, is the true Yaquav, they had said. And everything inscribed on their tablets is true. At the end of days, they will be Yaquavs of all the nations of the earth. One nation will come bringing many things to this land. And after we have all been provided for, these family of Israel will go forth from where they now are and reign over the whole earth as they once did. With this final flourish, Montezuma had turned his tail and lost. With this final flourish, Montezuma had turned his tale of the lost tribes into a bit of propaganda for the Dutch conquest of Brazil at the same time.
Mm-hmm. And so you see, so it will be a prophecy, and the prophecy is really in the makings right now by the Sixth Anointed Council of Bosses of the True Israelite, is letting you know that these children of Israel, let me pull a verse out there. It's something about these children of Israel there, Brother Yahdai Israel. It's something about them that we can read. It talks about the children of Israel. So if you got the verse before me, that's a good thing, but it tells us something around the book of Ezekiel about the children of Israel. Now, this is what you have to do. You have to look into the mirror and see who was online to activate what is written. So you have to see, sooner or later you have to be honest with yourself. And that's why we can't get things caught up with nothing else, because somebody have to activate this right here that is written in the 36th chapter, verse number 8. It's very important. Somebody out there here. Remember, this series about the fire of destruction of Christianity. That's the Roman Catholic Church stuff, Christianity. But what about this in 36, verse 8 of Ezekiel? What does it say?
Book of Ezekiel, 36, verse number 8 reads, Ezekiel 36, verse number 8. For ye, O mountains of Israel, you shall shoot forth your branches and yield your fruit to my people of Israel, for they are at hand to come.
Mm-hmm. He said you'll shoot forth your branches. And we'll precept that to 15, verse 5 of the book St. John 15, verse 5. Let's precept that. You're going to shoot forth your branches. Let's see. Remember one thing, C. Ray. On every verse, it is a precept to it. That is the game changer. When you tune into Yahuwah, the game changer is when that small, still voice say, well, you know, whatever you put on the table, it is a precept to it. But we can't precept everything. But it's so much good information that the Sixth Anointed Council must take a position and precept in the Bible, and that's just the game sales down. So let's go to 15 chapter, verse 5, and see what it says.
The book of?
I'm picking up verse 3. Yeah, picking up verse 3 just to walk it on down. Verse 3 to 5. 3, 4, and 5.
The book of St. John, chapter 15, verse number 3 through 5 reads. Look at St. John 15, verse number 3. And you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you, verse number 4, abide you in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can you, except you abide in me. Verse number 5, I am the vine, you are the branches. You see that abideth in me, and I in them, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing.
Mm-hmm. And see, and that's very important. Now, I want to go right back to the meat and the greetings when she says she's from the tribe of Reuben. But this is the point we make it. And we gonna, then we be able to walk this down and show you what happened to the New Spain became New Mexico, and we can go on. We can go back to the Aztecs, the Mayans. We can keep going above and above. We can go all the way back, but we have to show you what happened because we have to remember some things that once this woman got off the boat, this is very important what she said and to who. So when she got off the boat after the smoke signal, what did she say, Brother Yagdai Israel? Let's go back and find out what did she say when she came in contact after the smoke signals was made, and here they come. What was said, and this is very important. Come on.
I'm reading from Lost Tribe in the Promised Land by Ronald Sanders, page 364, and it reads, the woman got off and spoke to Francisco in a Shemitic tongue, polluted word Indian tongue, that Montezuma could not understand, although he could perceive that he was being identified in the conversation. She then turned to her male companion to explain the situation. Upon hearing her words, they rose, went over to Montezuma, and to his other astonishment said, Shemai Yashiala, Adana Elohim, Adana Ahud, Hear, O Israel, Yahweh Yahweh is one Yahweh. They had recited in Shemitic tongue the fundamental credo of Yahdah Judah.
Mm. But she was talking to Montezuma. But she was talking to Montezuma. Which one did not understand, Brother Yagdai, for this tape sake? Which one did not understand what she was saying? Who assumed, because when she spoke to him, she stayed in her Semitic tongue. Now, which one of these gentlemen did not understand what she was saying and one did? So let's talk about the names of who understood what she was saying. Because she didn't digress. She said something very important about our Yahweh is one Yahweh. And that is the key. So let's talk about that, Brother Yagdai. Let's have a one-on-one there, Brother Yagdai Israel. One-on-one in the six anointed camps is all ears. Come on.
Let me see. They were willing to make an exception in the near future, however, on account of their need for education. But though they spoke Shemitic, they could not read or write it. Would Montezuma send them 12 breeded men to be their teachers? He said he would. Four strangers returned to their canoes, paddled back across the river, and disappeared from view.
Mm-hmm. But we're doing a one-on-one, and all the things, like, we concerned the six anointed camps to understand it. This is stuff that we it's big stuff to the world, but we got to be clear that now one of them could not understand, but they assumed that they were talking about him. Now, who was what? Because remember, if you back the story back, One of them was put in jail. Said, we ain't going to tell a story. One of them was put in jail. He said, once I get out of jail, I'm going and find out exactly a little bit more about these people. I heard too much, but I got to get me somebody to help me out. And he went, got him somebody. So now let's make sure we can picture so plainly. Remember, we can take care of Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. But it's something I'm trying to lay it out without me saying anything. You just lay it out and walk right into it. Because remember, one of them was in prison, let out of prison, and then he went look for somebody out of prison to help him find out about these peoples. So I tell you what, go back up to the prison story. When he landed on that hard prison, and let's take the story from there. Because we'll take care of this in another lesson, because it's very important to understand something. When that woman looked eyeball to eyeball, she's saying something. And that's some big talk, man. And this is the way we got to talk. But let's go back to him being in prison. And he landed back in the prison cell. And what did he say when he get out of prison cell? And who said what? Brother Yagdai, you're going to take your time. Come on.
Upon his return to Cartagena, Yagdavan Montezuma had found himself accused by the Inquisition and put in prison.
So, now listen, we trying to make a move. We trying to make a television broadcast out of this, Brother Yagdai Israel. So now the Inquisition, which was the Spaniards, the descendants of Esau, put him in prison. And by name, who they put in prison?
Montezuma
was put in prison. Good. Now, what happened next while he was in prison? So he started talking to himself. And what did he say there, Brother Yagdai, here that we can read? What did he say to himself while he was in prison?
Praying for salvation in his cell one day. He was reciting what was by then a standard formula among New World Marinos. Blessed be the name of Yahweh, who has not made me an idolater, a barbarian, a Negro, an Indian. But suddenly he stopped. Those Indians, he told himself, they are the Israelites. Part of this thought incredulously and yet with growing conviction, he resolved that if he ever was released, he would seek out the Indians. Polluted for the 10 northern tribes, Francisco, and try to learn the truth.
Ain't that something? But you see, so you try to make a great storyteller, and we try to draw the picture. So he said, listen, if I ever get, he said, I was put in because I didn't want to go the way the Spaniards wanted me to go to the sentence of Esau. So I was put in prison. But he said, if I ever get out of prison, I'm going to seek me someone that can tell me something. Now, he was put in prison. Now, Montezuma was put in prison. So he got out. So he was looking for, give me his name again, Brother Yagdai Israel, for the tape sake.
Francisco.
Excellent. Now, finally, now, he said, now they've released him out of prison. So now he going looking for Francisco. Now let's pick up on that conversation.
Montezuma's story, unclear as to the circumstances of his incarceration, is equally unclear as to those of his release. But released he was, and he immediately went to Francisco, revealing himself as of Yagdai Judah. Montezuma proclaimed his conviction. The Francisco hidden people were of the same race as he, who Francisco led him to them.
See, hold that point. See, this is what we're talking about, Brother Yagdai Israel. See, this is what we're talking about right here. This is how you put it on that television broadcast. We painting the picture. So we see that Montezuma's, he was either of a tribe or Yahda Judah. You know, I'm gonna tell you something. He had to think of one thing about it. We know in scripture, whenever something happened, you must, according to scripture, find Yahda Judah. So he was released. So he found Francisco that knew both sides. He knew the Spanish language, which is Sons of Esau, the dead Latin language they call it. He knew that. And he also knew his native tongue. And that's why the woman came to him, because she assumed by looking at him, he understood the Semitic language. And she cleared up the doubt when she addressed him. Big talk. Now go look up, because I want to get this on this tape. We got a long way to go, Brother Yahda Israel. So now give me a little bit more on that, because we're drawing some pictures. Now, them two together now, and what did they do next? Come on, Brother Yahda.
Two men were soon back in the rugged mountains in which Francisco had made his initial revelation, marching relentlessly for a week before they finally came to a halt. It was a Saturday. Montezuma makes a point of telling us, and they had come to a river larger than the Douro. Are there echoes of the Sabbatian in all of this? Here, Francisco announced, is where your brothers will be seen.
Ain't that something? This is getting nice. This is getting nice. See, it's getting nice, Brother Yahda Israel. You know how. Put my ass. He said, bro, how you able to come on the Network 6? See, when you understand who you are as a people, understanding that the six anointed camps have been picked to tell the story, but to put it in proper perspective. See, all we have ever heard was the check side of stories. But now you're hearing the balanced part by the six anointed camps called Voices of a True Israelite. Our thing is to bring it and show you soundly who we are and who they are. But we want to all read together. We can tell you a lot of things, but we ain't going to do it that way. We're going to walk it down, because when the six anointed camps is on the clock, they're going to be able to remember take 25, how to deal with the breakdown and keep moving forward. Now, so he didn't want to go to the paganism stuff. So he put his time in the prison. That's why it talks about a lot of you will have to serve a little time and whatever, because this is a big job ahead of you. Everybody ain't going to be Teflon. You see? So now, have the next Brother Yahda Israel. So now we got one that knew that he was, but he didn't have no his direction. And just like a lot of us now, we don't have our direction, but we look at you, we assume that you folks are saying, when you meet your brothers and sisters, we are assume that you folks are saying, and we look at you strange when you don't say it. Give me Ruth 2, verse 4. We assume this how you folks, when we look at you, we assume that you got some Ruth 2, verse 4 in you. That's what we assume. What is it saying, 2, verse 4?
Book of Ruth, chapter 2, verse number 4 reads, Book of Ruth, chapter 2, verse number 4. Behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem and said unto the reapers, Yahweh be with you. And they answered him, Yahweh bless you.
You see? So we look at you, we assume that that's what you're going to do, but we found that you don't do that. And the same thing going on here. So when a woman got off, you know, from the tribe of Reuben, because see, now you understand it's very important. Then she sent you up a bounce. She said, yeah, guess what? The next island over there, is the tribe of what's his name? The lead tribe, Manasseh. Ephraim or whatever. Said we'll buy in a minute. But she pointed to the island, and the island was one of the names of the northern kingdom. And see, this is what we trying to get to. See, we know right now the lesson is 1500 A.D., 1400 to 1300. Got to back up a little bit and show you where did they go wrong at? And where you going to go wrong today if you don't pay attention to what we try to bring and don't fall into the trap of what they have did, because we have found out they got a lot of things. They're getting a lot of blessings. They're doing a lot of things, but they didn't tell you how they did it and how they got it. That's the part they leave out. But we're going to show you the balance part of everything. You know, this is going to be a long series, I'm telling you now. But when you get through this series and you go back over it, you'll be able to see straight as if there's a corner in there that needs to be cleaned out, you'll see it all. Take your time with it. Take your time to work with it. Brother Yahdai Israel. Now, the two brothers are there. Now, one of them is Yahdai. The other one, Northern Kingdom. But Yahdai Judah said, listen, I'm going to find out what's going on here. Because remember, in 70 A.D., Yahdai Judah came to the second part of Shem's land. In 70 A.D., after destruction, that's when Yahdai Judah cut him a tree down. That made his own little boats, and they floated right on to the place called Utah. So they were there, see, right here. You know why Yahdai Judah was there? The same way we read last week when the Mexicans, which was Issachar, had rebellions, revolution, and they rebelled. And who came over there? They used the word some black Negroes came in to help them. But no, Yahdai Judah always shows up for all of the tribes. That's why Judah is in every tribe, because he is the one that musters the battle and you behind him. But they're giving you the credit for it because they're doing their part of getting you where you got to get to. But Judah leads in everything. And that's one of the greatest mystery in teaching. Whatever goes on, the 12 tribes, Judah leads, but he'll fall back and let you get credit for it. Because you know, they don't have to get credit for it. Yahweh will give him credit for it. Now listen, WCC, what can we read that at? Now I'll tell you what, I'm going to answer maybe one more of your questions, and that's it. I ain't answer no more. I got a latest foundation now. Come back to Judges. Let's make the Judges for a minute there, Brother Yahdai Israel, and let me take care of this little sidebar to show you that Yahweh is in the hand of one people. His eyes is on one people. Judges chapter, let's see what it says in verse and 2. Acts in verse 1, who shall go up and fight against them first? That was the question. Now here go the answer. See, you always ask good questions. And now watch the answer says in verse 2.
Look at Judges chapter 1, verse number 2. And Yahweh said, Yahdai Judah shall go up. Joab delivered the land into his hand.
And you see that? So whatever goes on with the nation of Israel, whatever your talents is, understand one thing. Judah is the lead tribe. Why? Because Yahweh ordained Judah to take care of any business concerning the other 11 tribes. So one thing about it, if you're going to muster up or anything, make sure you find Yahweh Judah, because the blessing is in Judah. They're not gonna step on your frontier where Judah wanna beat me. No, they will deliver you from them, and they'll sit on back in the cup because they know they the lead tribe. See, this is very important. Not the other 17 nations, the Roman Catholic Church. Nobody leads Israel but Yahweh Judah. So come back, let's read a little bit more of that book, Brother Yahweh Israel.
Read from the Lost Tribe and the Promised Land. And it reads, waving a banner high in the air, the Indian polluted for Northern Kingdom. God soon was greeted by a puff of smoke from beyond the other bank of the river. In response to his signal, the two men waited. Eventually, a canoe appeared. They had three men and a woman. All of them polluted were Indian for the 10 Northern tribe. To the place where Francisco and Montezuma were standing at the water's edge, the woman got up and spoke to Francisco in that Shemitic polluted word Indian tongue that Montezuma could not understand. Although he could receive that he was being identified in the conversation, she then turned to her male companion to explain the situation. Upon hearing her words, they rose, went over to Montezuma, and to his other astonishment said, Shema Yasha'Allah Adonai Elohim Adonai Ahad. Hear, O Israel, Yahweh is one Yahweh. They recited in the Shemitic, polluted word Hebrew tongue, the fundamental credo of Yahweh Judah.
So you see exactly, she was not talking to the sons of Esau, period. She wasn't talking to the sons of Esau at all. She was talking to someone that looks like her, and that was Yahweh Judah. That she thought by him being, she know that he was, but she didn't know that he did not understand the language. Because, like I said again, it's gonna be when we show up, we're gonna be speaking English, and one that's speaking all type of language. That's why Yahweh got to put a Zechariah 3:8. What it saying, Zephaniah 3:8. So this is what's gonna happen to you right here. That's why it's one thing you got to have right. You gotta have Torah instruction right, and you also gotta have something else. Let's see what else you gotta have right when we go into Zephaniah 3:8. It's some things that you got to have right. That he ain't accepted no other way. Take care of this part right here in 3:8 down to verse 10. Let's see what part he going to take care of.
Because Zephaniah chapter 3, verse number 8 through 10 reads, because Zephaniah 3, verse number 8, therefore wait you upon me, save Yahweh, until the day that I rise up to the prey. My determination is to gather the nations, that I may assemble the kingdom, to pour upon them my indignation, even all my fierce anger, for all the earth shall be devoured with the fire of my jealousy. But then will I turn to the people of pure language, they may all call upon the name of Yahweh to serve him with one consent. Verse 10, from beyond the river of Ethiopia, polluted for Cush, my surplus, even the daughters of my dispersed shall bring my offerings.
Mm-hmm. So you see, one thing was known. that you have to have covenant and that name. So when she said she's from the tribe of Reuben, along with her companions, because she made up a statement that, Joseph. He said, Joseph right around the corner, right there on another island right there, Joseph right around the corner, and Joseph and Ephraim is one and the same. They call today, called polluted word for Puerto Ricans. So good. So now, so we got that. So, but the first thing she looked at him, and she said, soundly, our Yahuwah is one Yahuwah. And around this time, all of the children of Northern Kingdom had a island with their name on it. So keep that in your mind. We're going somewhere with it, but it's going to take time to unfold this thing. Now, I don't know if you got this book or not yet, Brother Yahdai Israel, but we just throw it out there on the table. And we're going to King's book and peep at it. It says the origin of the American Indian by Lee E. Huddleston. Huddleston. You got that book there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
No, sir.
All right. But on page 88, with the tables on page 88, this is what he got written, Lee E. Huddleston on page 88. And he pointed toward the time of 1492 to 1729. That's the time he pointed toward. And this is what he says. He says, the Mexicans, on page 88, the Mexicans are the original of tribes that was captured by Salmanassa of the family of Issachar, who is called the Indians. Ain't that something? On page 88. So you see, the Mexicans, they really are Issachar. That's very important. The Mexican, and this book is called The Origin of the American Indians by Lee E. Huddleston, Huddleston. And he's reflecting around the time of 1492. Now, what's so important about 1429, I mean? That was the time that a lot of disturbing was going on. And then you open the door for 1519, and here come old Esau, in the strength of, the guy we've been talking about all week. But in 1492, there was clear that they was from the tribe of Issachar. And they was clear that their story come from South Salmanassa. Now, we're going to read that for time's sake, Brother Yahdai. We're going to find out about, they had their records. And they still have their records. But what don't happen, we got to let it unfold like watching that television broadcast. Now, let's run back to the King's book. And let's see can we deal with Lee Huddleston, that he made a profound statement, and he let you know, well, you can go into the Bible and find out about Salmanassa. Now, we're going to find out what did he do that we can read. See, this is what you got to understand something. Let the best of bump the gum, but now you have to make sure that the books that you got line up with the books of the Bible. See, everything got aligned with the books in the Bible. Because he made us say, he called a name out. Now, we going to the Second Kings and see, can we tie this in with the people? See, this is game-changer stuff right here. Let's go to the 18th chapter, First Kings. And let's see, can we tie this in? See? Because he mentioned that. Because they have their records. the one that call themselves today. Now, they never call themselves Mexican because that New Mexico was given by the descendants of Esau. This is what they do. They didn't call themselves Mexican, but they do now. In the 18th chapter. Kind of losing my voice there, brother Yahya Israel. Take it at the 18th chapter. And I'm going to let you finish the lesson. I'll knock the bag out of it for a minute. 2 Kings chapter 18. And pick it up at verse number 6. Where we at? I'm going to bag out for a minute. You take the lesson on in. Let's see. What we want? What are we looking for, Brother Yahdai Israel? We're looking for Salmonella. That's what we're looking for. But we got to get us a nice, big, hot cup of tea. Then we can come back. We might come back after this. We're going to cut this short. Now, in let's see. I'm looking for Sarah Manasseh there, Brother Yahdai Israel.
17.
Okay, good. Let's get him on table. Let's get him on table. Then once we drop this down, I'm going to bag out. We're going to bring in Sister G. Israel, and you take it from there. And like I said again, because I had a lot of heavy class early part of the day, and I guess I need to take me some herbal tea and sit down for a minute. In 2 Kings, you said 17?
Yes, sir.
Go to 17. Get this 17 out the way, then go to 18 and look at verse number 9 and 10. So give me your 17, what you got, what you're working with.
The book of 2 Kings, chapter 17, verse number 1. In the 12th year of Ahaz, king of Yahdai Judah, began Hoshea, the son of Elah, to reign in Samaria over Israel 9 years. Verse number 2. He did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh, but not as the king of Israel that were before him. Verse 3. Against him came up Salmanasseh, king of Assyria, and Hoshea became his servant and gave him presents.
Mm-hmm. Now go to the 18th chapter and pick it up at 18th chapter and pick it up at verse number 8 and 9. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to bring Mr. Tibbs and get his thoughts, and then I'm going to turn it over to go ahead and take it on in there, brother. I'm out to bag away for a minute. I'm going to wait and sit down for a minute. And 18th chapter, let's read verse 9 and 10, what does it say?
The book of 2 Kings 18, verse number 9, verse number 10 reads, book of 2 Kings 18, verse number 9, it came to pass in the 4th year of King Hezekiah, which was the 7th year of Hoshea, son of Elah, king of Israel, that Salmanasseh, king of Assyria, came up against Samaria and besieged it. Verse number 10, and at the end of 3 years they took it, even in the 6th year of Hezekiah, that is the 9th year of Hoshea, king of Israel, Samaria was taken. Verse number 11.
But you see that they knew, and they had their records. They had their records. The Mexicans had their records, but it wasn't called the Mexican. That name was given to them, like you've been given the name called the American Indian Black Negro and all that stuff. This was given to them. This wasn't their name. And we'll take care of more another time, but we're going to bring Mr. Tibbs in, get his final thoughts, and Brother Yagdai Israel, we're going to bag out. And we got to regroup for a minute, no doubt about it. Bring Ms. Tills and get his final thoughts. And then you come back with Sister G. Israel C. Ray, and the mothers are standing by also. But Tills, your final thoughts on tape number 25 that Yahweh put on you on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Brother Tills. Ron, thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. And we welcome and thank all of you for continuing to listen, because we know that most of us came to hear the things that most of us can hear, and some listening never understand, and to see those things that most of us can see and some can never find, touching those things that most of us here can touch and others can never feel. For the wicked can do none of these things. And why? Because it's the words of Yahweh which make all this and more possible for the righteous. And I keep mentioning so that it gets sort of manifested in our brains what the righteous is. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 12 and 13, verse 12 says, "For the eyes of the Yahweh are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Yahweh is against them that do evil." 13, "And who is he that will harm you if you be followers of that which is good?" Well, thinking about that, there's a lot of us that come for the good of Yahweh's word. We receive it and add unto it. And some of us with wisdom commend it, but others cast it behind their back, and it's not good for others. They come just to see who's attending, who's talking about who, and who they like and don't like. And I know many of us have seen as much as I. These are the people that have to realize that we're here for one reason, and that's for the word of Yahweh. So knowing that, we welcome and thank all of you once again for attending another live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry, coming to you live and open unto you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible about Yahweh's word, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not. And you came to see, and you found that what you have sought in Yahweh's ministry. That's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We don't have a class on Tuesday unless we have a special event. But we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath, everyone should well know when that is. It's Friday from 6:30 to 9:30 until the temple members desire to leave. The bottom part is Saturday, 12 p.m. for the temple members and 2 to 5 for the online class, once again, until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of those smart devices you currently own. Right on the search line in the www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under that big iron, you're going to see some choices. One of these is going to be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any one of your other devices, it may appear to be a little different. This time you may see menu. But clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings and follow the same instructions as for previous use. Doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto your Yahweh, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength." 8, "Give unto Yahweh glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And also, donation to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahweh Live. Also, to build a school, banquet hall, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar. Very important to stay in tune with the feast days that come to you and your family throughout the year. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices, type in three words, Yaquan Radio Live. After you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as it appears, and you'll be right into our live online broadcast. We currently have two email addresses. The first is tribe, that's tribeyhdh at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject, or related topics. The other is yhdhysrael at gmail.com. Also for biblical subjects or related topics. We also have a few phone numbers to reach Yaquan's ministry. Considerably think to use them before broadcast time or afterwards would greatly be appreciated as not to disturb Yaquan's words, because we have a few Bible verses that explain why. Looking in the book of Sirach, chapter 8, verse 11, 8 says, "Answer not before thou have heard the calls, neither interrupt men in the midst of their talk." The other is James, chapter 1, verse 26. 26 says, "If any man or woman among you seem to be religious and bridle not his or her tongue, but deceiveth his or her own mind, this man or woman's religion is vain." But as I've seen before, and most of you probably have seen also, there are still those that do the opposite of what the scriptures say. They call during a program announcement or cause disruption when the words of Yahweh are being spoken unto you. I suppose they just ignore or may not be familiar with what Yahweh the Son has said in Matthew chapter 22, verse 29. 29 says, "And Yahweh the Son answered and said unto them, You do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of Yahweh." Also, we find it extremely necessary to mention, by no means contact the seer for questions direct via voicemail, email, or text. He is usually pretty busy answering many memos, even having thoughts of running just a memo show, responding to the WCC, the New York station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and mostly what's important is preparing Yahweh's lesson before our program starts. Remember, the seer is also only one man, limited by Yahweh's creation to do only 100% of what one man can do. So please place all your calls to the international line. You will receive a call back if it's legit, because many of our questions can be answered directly by one of our anointed camps. Thank you for your consideration. Yaquan be with you all. Now, the numbers you can righteously call with Yaquan in mind, the first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number, as I previously mentioned before. You can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of our 69 camps of Yahweh's ministry, but not the seer. He's often tried to exceed Yahweh's creation of 100% and found that it was impossible, as quoted in the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 26. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except for Fridays. This program is repeated in its entirety at 9:45. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. Right on the search line, type three words once again, Yaquan Radio Live. After click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program that you are late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Also, we're in the progress of making it possible for any one of the listening members to get a CD or DVD recording of any particular program by request. Just call the international line to order any day or any number of days. Well, today is another exciting day for Yahweh's words. I would imagine that we're all learning quite a bit. Nothing has changed except the number of people that come to add unto Yahweh's words, commended, as we've seen before, and add unto it by those who are wise, following by those casting the word behind their back, only wanting to hear certain verses in the Bible that makes them happy. Taking the verses meaning another way, along with the noisemakers, complainers, wanting to be a deceptive listener, flipping the pages in the Bible to look like they're paying attention, but are lost when they're called to speak the words of Yahweh. I know many of us have seen examples of that before, but they have clearly forgotten that we are only one man or one woman. And seriously, time is not in our favor. But the best is yet to come. We can only do 100% of what one man or one woman was Yahweh created to do in this life. And that's at all possible. Because anyone said they've even done 101%, they just lied. Now they're doing the work of another past Yahweh's creation. That's impossible. Don't forget what Yahweh the Son told us about the impossible in the book of Matthew 19:26 says, "But Yahweh the Son beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but Yahweh all things are possible." But remember, as has been said before, no man or woman can measure their last days. We have to think about that, because in the book of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 36 says, "But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but only my Father only." So knowing that, time is not in our favor. Keep those Bibles open and receive Yahweh's words. I will pass our program, I believe, back over to Yada Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. I'm going to tell you, that's excellent on your part. That's right. I'm going to pass it back over to him then. And WCC, no, we're not going to give you no answer. Why are we not going to continue to broadcast it? It's your broadcast, but it ain't your broadcast, so we're going to leave it like that. And I'm not coming to the conference line. Brother Yada Israel, I'm going to let you go ahead and clear this, go ahead and finish this broadcast up there, and we're going to sit back for a minute and listen to you deliver the rest of the broadcast. So, Brother Yada Israel, Sister G Israel is on the line, ready to go, so that's why I'll be with y'all. Come on.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hey, right, into another one of the broadcasts of the Voices of the True Israelites. And guess we got to pick up and keep it moving. You know, personally, I've been riding since the crack of dawn, so we'll see what, we got anything left in the tank, and we'll see what we can do with it. But we're going to bring in Sister G by saying, Yahweh be with you, Sister G of C Royal.
Yahweh bless you, Yahweh Israel of C Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. So we're going to see what we can get into here, Sister G of C Royal. We're heading down the line where we read a little bit of the book of the Lost Tribe in the Promised Land by Ronald Sanders, showing that the inhabitants of the Western world, what they are considered today, by, they are called it by the name of America, was first inhabited by the Northern Kingdom of Israel. So we was headed down that line, but we're going to see what the Most High has in store for us. We're going to run to the book of Luke. Sister C. Royal, let's run to the book of Luke chapter 12 and verse number 12. Peep at this for a minute. The book of Luke chapter 12, verse number 12.
Luke chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
So it said that the righteous minister spirit would teach you in that very same hour what you ought to say. And we have V-O-T-T-Y. We believe that that in that very same hour, the righteous minister spirit will teach you what you ought to say. Let's run to St. John 16. Make that St. John 14, Sister GFC Roy. Look at St. John 14, verse 26. Let's see how this righteous minister spirit operate here. It's St. John 14, verse number 26. Sister GFC Roy.
John chapter 14, verse 26. But the Comforter, which is the righteous spirit, whom Yahuwah the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you.
So he said that the righteous spirit, which is the comforter, he will teach you all things and bring all these things back to your remembrance. Let's turn to the book Jubilee right quick. They said the righteous minister spirit will bring these things back to your remembrance. Let's turn to the book of Jubilee, Sister GFC Royer. Book of Jubilee, chapter 32. And let's peep at Jubilee 32, pick it up at verse number 23 through 25, Sister GFC Royal. Book of Jubilee, chapter 32, 23 through 25, Sister G.
Jubilee, chapter 32. One second. Jubilees, chapter 32. What was the verse again?
Verse number 23 through 25, Sister GFC Roy.
Verse 23. For in Egypt, polluted for Mizraim, you will die in peace. And in this land, you will be buried with honor in the sepulcher of your fathers, with Abraham and Isaac. 24. Do not fear. As you have seen and read, it shall all be. Write down everything that you have seen and read. 25. Israel said, Yahuwah, how can I remember all that I have read and seen? He said to him, I will bring all things to your remembrance.
So it's Yahuwah, through the power of the minister spirit, it will bring all things back to our remembrance. Whatsoever thing he has said unto us. Let's see who is the us that all this information was given to, Sister GFC Royer. Who is the us that received all this information? Turn to the book of Psalms 147, verse number 19 and verse 20. Who is the us by name that received all this information from the Most High Yahuwah? The book of Psalms 147, verse 19 and 20, Sister GFC Royal.
Psalm chapter 147, verses 19 through 20. He showeth his word unto Israel, his statutes and his judgments unto Israel. 20. He has not dealt so with any nation, and as for his judgments, they have not known them. Praise you, Yahuwah.
So that all the people that he interacted with, we showed this information to, is the 12 tribes of Israel. So this information was placed into the hand of Israel. He said he have not dealt so with any other nation. And that's for his judgment. When it really all boils down to it, the other nations, they got a whole lot of hot air. But when it comes down to the word of the Most High Yahweh, according to what we can read, the Most High, he said they have not known them. Just as plain and simple as can be. Just like the Psalms, the book of Psalms, Sister G.S.C. Royal. Psalm 78, let's forget verse number 1 through 6. Book of Psalm 78, make that 1 through 7. Sister G.S.C. Royal.
Psalm chapter 78, verses 1 through 7. Give ear, O my people, to my Torah instructions. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. 2. I will open my mouth in a parable, dark sayings of old. 3. Which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. 4. We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of Yahweh and his strength and his wonderful works that he has done. 5. For he established a testimony in Israel and appointed the Torah instructions in Israel, which he commanded our fathers, that they should make them known to their children. 6. That the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children. 7. That they might set their hope, belief in the covenant, in Yahweh, and not to forget the works of Yahweh, but keep his Torah instructions.
So he said that he appointed this thing to Israel. So the information that was given from the Most High Yahweh, that information that he said, he sent his righteous minister spirit to bring it back to your remembrance. Now, I don't know how they can bring anything back to anyone remembers that they never had possession of. The information that the Most High gave, it was given to the 12 tribes of Israel. Let's run to the book of Psalm 135, Sister G.L.C. Royal. People, at Psalm 135, and let's pick up at verse number 4, verse number 5. Psalm 135, verse 4. In verse number 5, Sister G, sing royal.
Psalm chapter 135, verses 4. For Yahweh has chosen Jacob, Israel, unto himself, and Israel for his peculiar, special treasure. 5. For I know that Yahweh is great, and that our Yahweh is above all false Yahweh.
So Yahweh chose him from Israel for his special treasure. So all the information that he passed through the minister spirit, it was passed through to the 12 tribes of Israel. Let's run to Revelation. Let's get one more in on this, and we're going to move on. Book of Revelation chapter 1. Let's see how this whole program that Yahweh the Father has established. Let's see the protocol on this whole program. Book of Revelation chapter 1. Let's look at 1, 2, and 3. Let's see what is the protocol for the Most High's program. Revelation 1, 1, 2, and 3. Sister G of C. Royal.
Revelation chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. The revelation of Yahweh the Son, which Yahweh the Father gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. and he sent and signified it by his ministering spirit unto his servant John. 2, who bear record of the word of Yahweh the Father and of the testimony, covenant, witness of Yahweh the Son and of all things that he saw. 3, blessed is he that readeth and they that hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand.
So we find out that Yahweh had a protocol. Yahweh the Father gave the information to Yahweh the Son, and we can read that in Revelation, the 5th chapter. And the Son called the minister spirit, and the minister spirit went to locate the servant of the Most High Yahweh. Now let's run to the book of Eber. Let's peep at this thing right quick. Eber chapter 1. Look at the word Hebrews. And let's look at verse 7 and verse number 14. Sister G of C. Royal, the book of Eber, chapter 1, 7 through 14.
Hebrews, polluted for Eber, chapter 1, verses 7 and 14. And of the angels, he says, who maketh his angels spirit, and his ministers a flame of fire? 14. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them that for them who shall be heirs of salvation?
So these minister spirits are sent forth, they dispersed to those that are to be heirs of salvation. We found out that the only people that received the information from the Most High Yahweh was the 12 tribes of Israel. Let's see if just being a member of the 12 tribes is good enough, Sister G. Let's see if Yahweh is expecting a little bit more than just being a member from the bloodline of the 12 tribes of Israel. Turn to the book of 2 Chronicles. Sister G of C. Royal. Right to the book of 2 Chronicles, right quick. See if we can put it out in 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse number 9. Let's see if just being a member of the one of the 12 tribes of Israel is enough for this salvation. Let's go to 2 Chronicles 16, verse number 9. Sister G of C. Royal.
Chronicles. Chapter 16, verse 9. Second Chronicles, chapter 16, verse 9, reads, for the eyes of Yahweh run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose mind is perfect towards him. Herein you have done foolishly. Therefore, from henceforth, you shall have wars.
So he said that eyes, and we know these eyes he referring to are the minister spirits that sent forth to minister to those that are heirs of salvation. But not only do you have to be a member of one of the 12 tribes of Israel, but your mind has got to be in a state of perfection towards the Most High Yahweh. He said our mind will have to be perfect towards the Most High Yahweh. So in order to get our mind on the right track, let's see what we must do. Turn to the book of Romans chapter 12. Book of Romans chapter 12, verse number 1 and 2. In order to get our mind on the right track, what is it that we must do? Romans 12, verse number 1 and verse number 2.
Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of Yahweh, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, righteous, acceptable unto Yahweh, which is your reasonable service. 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of Yahweh.
So we have to conform, be transformed by renewing of our mind. Because at one point in time, we had the information. Our forefathers had this information on lock. But due to the process of time, that we kind of fell off. And we went through a whole lot of captivity curses. And our mind have to be renewed, because we lost. Let's see what we lost in the book of Jeremiah. See what happened to the 12 tribes of Israel according to Jeremiah the seer, Sister GLC Roy. Let's run to Jeremiah chapter 17. See if we can run this down. What befell the 12 tribes of Israel? Let's see what happened to them in Jeremiah 17, verse number 4. Sister GLC Roy.
Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 4. And you, even yourself, shall discontinue from your heritage that I gave you, and I will cause you to serve your enemies in the land which you knowest not. For you have kindled a fire in my anger, which shall burn forever.
So Yahweh made a proclamation to the 12 tribes of Israel. He said that you will discontinue. That means lose something, right? You will discontinue from the heritage that he gave us. And let's see if we can pinpoint Sister GFC Roy. Let me see if I can run down. What exactly was the heritage that the Most High gave to the 12 tribes of Israel? Let's see if I can run that down right quick. Let's see if I can run it down in the book of Sirach. Let's see if we can run it down in the book of Sirach. Sister GLC Royal. Let's look at Sirach chapter 24. And let's look at verse number 23. Let's see if we can pick up some information from Sirach 24, verse number 23.
Sirach, chapter 24, verse 23. Sirach, chapter 24, verse 23. Faint not to be strong in Yahweh, that he may confirm you. Cleave unto him. For Yahweh Almighty.
Hold on, Sister G. The book of Sirach.
24, verse 23. Verse 23, I was reading 24. And all of these things are the book of the covenant of the Most High. Even the Torah instructions which Moses commanded for an inheritance unto the congregations of Jacob, Israel.
So he said, this is the book, right, of the covenant of the Most High Yahweh, even the Torah instructions, first five books of Moses, that he commanded for a heritage unto the congregation of Israel, Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel. So let's see what the formal name of the congregation of Yahweh is. Turn to the book of Second Chronicles right quick, 28. Sister GLC Royal. Let's see if we can follow up on that. What is this name of the congregation of Yahweh. Let's see if we can second that emotion. Let me see if I can write it down in the book of Chronicles right quick. Make that First Chronicles, chapter 28, Sister GFC Royal. Let's peep at verse number 8. The book of First Chronicles, chapter 28, verse number 8.
First Chronicles, chapter 28, verse 8. Now therefore, in the sight of Israel, the congregation of Yahweh, and in the audience of our Yahweh, keep and seek for all the Torah instructions of Yahweh, your Yahweh, that you may possess this good land and leave it for an inheritance for your children after you forever.
So the Israel is the congregation of Yahweh. So he said that the 12 tribes of Israel is the congregation of the Most High Yahweh. So let's see if we can follow up on some of the information that the Sierra is getting ready to put on the table. Let's run back to that Second Kings right quick. Let's see what happened to the congregation of Yahweh, which is the 12 tribes of Israel. We found out that they was discontinued from their heritage. Let's run to 2 Kings chapter 18, Sister GLC Royal. Before we go there, let's run to the book of Hosea. The book of Hosea right quick. Before we go there, let me see what I want here. In the book of Psalms, Sister G, let's see what went down here. Let's run to the book of Psalms right quick. It's a statement in the book of Psalms. Now, I like to plug in right here, somewhere around Psalms, I was going to say 69, but let's try to Psalm 69. It's a statement here that we're going to plug in right about here, Sister G, and Psalm 69, verse number 4. Because Psalm 69, verse number 4, Sister G of C. Royal. Still there, Sister G. Hallelujah, Father.
Sorry. Psalm chapter 69, verse 4. They that hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of mine head. They that would destroy me, being mine enemies, wrongfully are mighty. Then I restored that which I took not away.
So Yahweh, and in this particular passage in Psalm 69, that is Yahweh the Son, he said he restored something that he did not take away. So let's see if we can pinpoint how did Israel lose their inheritance. Let's run to the book of Hosea. Let's see how this thing went down, Sister GLC Royal. Because we find out they was discontinued. That means they lost something, right? Something was cut off. Let's see how that went down. Let's run to the book of Hosea, chapter 1, right quick. Let's start it right there. Book of Hosea, chapter 1. Sister GFC Royal. Let's pick it up at verse number 1. Book of Hosea chapter 1, verse number 1.
Hosea chapter 1, verse 1. The word of Yahweh that came unto Hosea, the son of Beeri, in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Yahudah Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, the son of Oash, king of Israel.
Grab down to verse number 5. Let's look at 5 through 7.
5. verses 5-7. And it shall come to pass at that day that I will break the bow of Israel in the valley of Jezreel. 6. And she conceived again and bare a daughter. And Yahuwah said unto him, call her name Lo-Ruhamah, for I will no more have mercy upon the nation of Israel, but I will utterly take them away. Can I read that again? But the northern tribe. But I will have mercy upon the nation of Yahuwah Judah, the southern tribe, and will save them by Yahuwah, their Yahuwah, and will not save them by bow, nor by sword, nor by battle, nor by horse, nor by horsemen.
So we find out that Yahuwah said that he will break the bow of Israel in the valley of Jezreel, and that he would cause them not to be. Let's read verse number 9. Hosea 1:9.
Then said Yahuwah, call his name Lo-Ruhamah, for you are not my people, and I will not be your Yahuwah.
So he said that Israel is who he's talking about would not be his people. So let's see how many constitute, make up Israel. Let's run to the book of 1 Kings right quick, Sister GLC Royal. 1 Kings chapter 11. And let's look at verse number 35. Look at 1 Kings 11, verse 35, Sister GLC Royal.
1 Kings chapter 11, verse 35. But I will take the kingdom out of his son's hand and will give it unto you, even 10 tribes.
So the northern kingdom of Israel was made up of 10 tribes after the split between the north. Northern kingdom and the southern kingdom. That split occurred right after the death of Solomon. Because Solomon was head of all 12 tribes. But after Solomon's death, the kingdom was divided according to the power of the Most High Yahuwah. Let's see what went down in the book of Sirach right quick. Let's see what went down in Sirach 47. Sister GFC Royal. Let's see how this thing went down after the death of Solomon in the book of Sirach 47. Let's look at 20 through 25, Sister GFC Royal. Let's see how this went down. But Yahuwah said that he will break the bow of the 10 northern tribes in the valley of Jezreel. Let's look at what went down in Sirach 47. Verse 20 through 25, Sister G of C. Royal.
Sirach, chapter 47, verses 20 through 25. You did stain your honor and pollute your seed, so that you broughtest wrath upon your children and was grieved for your folly. 21. So the kingdom was divided, and out of Ephraim ruled a rebellious kingdom. 22. Why will never leave off his mercy, neither shall any of his works perish, neither will he abolish the posterity of his elect, and the seed of him that loveth him, he will not take away. Wherefore he gave a remnant unto Israel, and out of him a root unto David. 23. Thus rested Solomon with his fathers, and of his seed he left behind him Rehoboam. Even the foolishness of the people, and one that had no understanding, who turned away the people through his counsel. There was also Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who caused Israel to send the 10 northern tribes and showed Ephraim, the 10 northern tribes, the way of sin. 24. And their sins were multiplied exceedingly, that they were driven out of the land. 25. For they sought out all wickedness till the vengeance came upon them.
Look, we find out that Yahweh said that the kingdom was divided. You had the 10 northern tribes that fell to Ephraim. Ephraim out of the lineage of Joseph. And you had Rehoboam coming out of one of the sons of Solomon that received the southern part of Israel. So we had the nation that was divided. Let's see when all this went down and what was the reason behind Yahweh dividing the nation. Before we peep at that, though, Sister GFC Royer, let's run to the book of Zechariah, like, right quick. Yahweh made a statement in the book of Zechariah about what he done. The book of Zechariah, chapter 11. And let's look at verse number 10, 11, and verse 14. Sister GFC Royer, let's see how this thing went down, because we find out that the 12 tribes of Israel were discontinued from their heritage. We find out in the book of Sirach, chapter 24, that their heritage was the covenant of Yahweh and the Torah structure of the Most High Yahweh. That was the heritage that he had gave them. See how this all went down in the book of Zechariah, chapter 11, verse number 10, verse 11, and verse number 14, Sister G. A C. Royal.
Zechariah. Sorry, can you say it again?
The book of Zechariah, chapter 11. Verse number 10, verse number 11, and verse number 14.
Zechariah, chapter 11, verses 10 through 11, and verse 14. Verse 10, and I took my staff, even beauty, and cut it asunder, that I might break my covenant which I had made with all the people. 11, and it was broken in that day, and so the poor of the flock that waited upon me knew that it was the word of Yahweh. 14. Then I cut asunder mine other staff, even bands, that I might break the brotherhood between Yahweh Judah, the southern kingdom, and Israel, the 10 northern tribes.
So Yahweh was behind this thing. He said that he would break the brotherhood between Yahweh Judah and Israel, southern kingdom and northern kingdom. But let's run to the book of Matthew. Let's see what happens when a kingdom is divided, Sister GFC Royer. Let's see what happens when a kingdom is divided. In the book of Matthew, chapter 12, let's look at verse number 25. Book of Matthew 12, verse 25. Sister GFC Royer.
Matthew, chapter 12. Verse 25. Matthew chapter 12, verse 25. And Yahweh the Son knew their thoughts and said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or household divided against itself shall not stand.
So Yahweh, in the book of Matthew, chapter 12, verse 25, said every kingdom that is divided against itself is brought to desolation. And every house that is divided, it shall not stand. So we find out that Israel went through a division. And let's see what was the reason behind Yahweh dividing the kingdom, breaking the brotherhood between southern kingdom and northern kingdom. Turn to the book of 1 Kings, chapter 11. Sister G of C. Roy. Let's see what was behind Yahweh again so upset that he broke the brotherhood between southern kingdom and northern kingdom. Turn to the book of 1 Kings, chapter 11. Let's look at verse number 1 through 5, verse number 9. And 10. The book of 1 Kings, chapter 11, 1 through 5, verse number 9 and 10. Sister G of C. Royal.
1 Kings, chapter 11, verses 1 through 5 and 10 through 9 through 10. 1 Kings, chapter 11, verse 1. But King Solomon loved many strange women, together with the daughter of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Esau, Zidon, and Hittites, too. Of the nations concerning which Yahweh said unto the children of Israel, you shall not go into them, neither shall they come in unto you. For surely they will turn away your mind after their false Yahweh. Solomon clave unto these in love. 3. And he had 700 wives, princesses, and 300 concubines, and his wives turned away his mind. 4. For it came to pass when Solomon was old that his wives turned away his mind after other Yahweh, and his mind was not perfect with Yahweh, his Yahweh, as was the mind of David, his father. For Solomon went after Ashtoreth, the goddess of the Zidonians, and after Milcom, the abomination of the Ammonites. 9. And Yahweh was angry with Solomon, because his mind was turned from Yahweh of Israel, which had appeared unto him twice. 10. And had commanded him concerning this thing, that he should not go after other Yahweh. But he kept not that which the Yahweh commanded.
Read verse 11.
11. Wherefore Yahweh said unto Solomon, for as much as this is done of you, and you have not kept my covenant and my statutes, which I have commanded you, I will surely rend the kingdom from you and will give it to your servant.
So Yahweh said behind the act of the leadership, right? Because Solomon was king of the 12 tribes. So they say behind the act of leadership, he would rend the kingdom out of the hand of Solomon and give it to his servant. So let's see if we can pick up who is the servant that Yahweh would give the kingdom to. Turn to the book of, let's see if we can grab it in the book of Chronicles, Sister GFC Roy. Let's see if we can pick up this storyline. Let me see if I can write it down in the book of Chronicles. Well, it's going to be an issue there, but let me see if I can pick it up in the Book of Chronicles. I don't see what I'm looking for. Let's go back to 1 Kings chapter 12. Back to the Book of 1 Kings chapter 12, Sister G.C. Royal. And let's peep at 1 Kings chapter 12. And let's look at let's pick it up at verse number 12 through 16. Let's see what we're going to get from that. 1 Kings chapter 12 through 16, Sister G.C. Royal.
1 Kings chapter 12. Verses 12 through 16. 1 Kings chapter 12, verse 12. So, Jeroboam and all of the people came to Rehoboam. So, Jeroboam, the 10 northern tribes, and all the people came to Rehoboam, the southern kingdom, the third day, as the king had appointed, saying, come to me again the third day. 13. And the king answered the people roughly and forsook the old men's counsel that they gave him. 14. And spake to them after the counsel of the young men, saying, my father made your yoke heavy, and I will add to your yoke. My father also chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scorpions. 15. Wherefore the king hearkened not unto the people, for the cause was from Yahweh, that he might perform his saying, which Yahweh spake by Ahijah the Shilonite unto Jeroboam, the 10 northern kingdom, and the son of Nebat. 16. So when all Israel, the 10 northern tribes, saw that the king hearkened not unto them, the people answered the king, saying, what portion have we in David, Jephthah Judah, the southern kingdom? Neither have we inheritance in Jess, Israel, the southern kingdom. To your tents, O Israel, the northern tribe. Now see that your own house, David, southern kingdom. So Israel, the 10 northern tribes, departed unto their tents.
So 10 northern tribes departed to their camps. So they went to their portion of land. So there was a division between the northern kingdom of Israel and the southern kingdom. And that division took place around 922 B.C. And let's see how that fared with the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom. So the split occurred in 922 B.C. Let's see, what was the relationship between the southern and the northern kingdom? Let's turn to the Book of Isaiah right quick. Let's see if we can pinpoint this relationship. It might give us an understanding to why there was so much animosity between the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom. Let's run to the Book of Isaiah right here. Let's run to Isaiah, Sister G.C. Royal. Let's see if we can pick it up in Isaiah chapter 11. And let's see what's going on in verse number 13. Book of Isaiah 11, verse number 13, Sister G.C. Royal.
Isaiah chapter 11, verse 13. The envy also of Ephraim, the 10 northern tribes, shall depart, and the adversaries of Yahdah Judah, the southern kingdom, shall be cut off. Ephraim shall not envy Yahdah Judah, and Judah shall not vex Ephraim.
So we see that the southern kingdom and the northern kingdom, they had a problem with one another. And we found out that the kingdom was divided in 922 after the death of the king Solomon. Solomon was king over all 12 tribes as his father David was, and as the first king of Israel, Saul, from the tribe of Benjamin was as well. He was king over all 12 tribes. But after the death of Solomon, there was a division, a split. Yahweh broke the brotherhood between Yahdah, Judah, southern kingdom, and Israel, northern kingdom. But let's see when the animosity really first showed its head. Because we found out in Matthew's that a kingdom that is divided against itself, a house that is divided will not stand. So let's run to 1 Kings chapter 11. Let's see if we can pinpoint where the animosity first raised its ugly head between southern kingdom and northern kingdom. Sister GFC Royal. Run to the 1 Kings chapter 11. Let's pick it up at verse number 26 to 28. And verse number 40. 1 Kings chapter 11, 26 to 28, and verse number 40. Sister G of C. Royal.
1 Kings chapter 11, verses 26 through 28, and verse 40. 1 Kings chapter 11. Verse 26. And Jeroboam the son of Nebat, an Ephrathite of Zerah, Solomon's servant, whose mother's name was Zerah, a widow woman, even he lifted up his hand against the king. 27. And this was the cause that he lifted up his hand against the king. Solomon built Milo and repaired the breaches of the city of David, the southern kingdom, his father. 28. And the man, Jeroboam, was a mighty man of valor. And Solomon, seeing the young man that he was industrious, he made him ruler over all the charge of the family of Joseph. Verse 40. Solomon sought, therefore, to kill Jeroboam, and Jeroboam arose and fled into Egypt, Pelutis, Mizraim, and unto Shishak, king of Egypt, polluted from Mizraim, and was in Mizraim until the death of Solomon.
So we find out that even before the death of Solomon, Jeroboam of the sons of Joseph, right, the family of Joseph, him and Solomon, of the tribe of Yahdah Judah, they had an issue way before Solomon's death. Mm-hmm. So they had this attitude toward one another was raising his head way back here in 922 before the death of Solomon. Solomon sought to slay this brother Jeroboam of Ephraim, the northern kingdom. But let's see, after the death of Solomon, did they release it? The relationship, did it get any better? Because Yahweh said that he would break the brotherhood between Judah and between Israel. So let's see, after the death of Solomon, did their relationship fare any better, Sister GFC Royal? Let's run to the book of 2 Kings right quick. The book of 2 Kings, and we're going to bring in the mother behind this one. We're going to read this, and then we're going to bring in the mother behind this. But let's run to the book of 2 Kings 16, verse number 1, 4 through 6. Sister G of C. Royal. The book of 2 Kings 16, verse number 1, 4 through 6.
2 Kings chapter 16, verses 1 and verses 4 through 6. In the 7th year, in the 17th year of Pekah, the son of Remaliah, Ahaz, the son of Jotham, king of Judah, began to reign. 4. And he sacrificed and burnt incense in the high places and on the hills and under every green tree. 5. Then Rezin, king of Syria, and Pekah, son of Remaliah, king of Israel, came up to Judah to war. And they besieged Ahaz, but could not overcome him. 6. At that time, Rezin, king of Syria, recovered Elath to Syria and drave Judah from Elath. And the Syrians came to Elath and dwelt there unto this day.
So we find out that there had been war brewing between southern kingdom and northern kingdom after the death of Solomon. So Yahweh said that a kingdom that is divided against itself, it shall not stand. We find out that Yahweh in the book of Jeremiah chapter 17 verse number 4 said that he would. Let me go back there. Let me see how he said that one more time. He would,
Jeremiah
17:4. Let's see how Yahweh said that that thing would go down. Jeremiah 17:4, Sister GFC, right?
And you, even yourself, shall discontinue from your heritage that I gave you, and I will cause you to serve your enemies.
That's good enough. So Yahweh said that the 12 tribes of Israel would discontinue, meaning there would be a point where the heritage that the Most High Yahweh gave us would be discontinued, would no longer be. And on that note, we're going to bring you in, Sister G, for your closing statement. Sister G of C. Royal, come on with your closing statement.
Thank you, Yahweh Israel, but connecting those books. And 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be you steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of Yahweh, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in Yahweh. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Kwa. Sister G of C. Royal. Hallelujah, Kwa. So we're going to run in, see if we can grab one of the mothers there. We're going to run and see if we can grab Mother E of C. Royal. We're going to bring you in by saying, Mother E of C. Royal. Yakwa, be with you, Mother E. Mother E of C. Royal. Is you there? Mother E of C. Royal. Yahweh be with you, Mother E.
Yahweh bless you, Brother Yahweh Israel, for seeing Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, Mother E. I'll see you, Roy. So we find out that Yahweh had it written by the mouth of Jeremiah that the 12 tribes of Israel would discontinue from there. Heritage that he gave unto us. We find out that a kingdom that is divided against itself would be brought to desolation. And a family that is divided against itself will not stand. So we find out that in 922 BC that the 12 tribes of Israel had a division. They had a dividing between themselves. You had the southern kingdom that had 10 tribes up under its banner, up under the Jeroboam from the tribe of Ephraim. And let's see if that would prophesy that let's see if there was any type of prophecy concerning the tribe of Ephraim, mother Israel, he royal. Let's see if there was something said concerning the tribe of Ephraim. Turn to the book of Genesis right quick. Let's see if we can pull it out, mother. There was a statement that was made concerning the tribe of Ephraim that, if I can write it down, mother, I would like to be able to read it. Let me see if I can find it, though. Give me 1 minute on that. Let's run to the book of Genesis. Mother E of C. Royer. And let's look at Genesis. Oh, I don't see what I'm looking for there. The book of Genesis. Let's look at Genesis 48. Let's see if we can write it down there, Mother E. The book of Genesis 48. Let's pick it up at verse number 12 through 15. Book of Genesis 48, Mother E of C. Royal. Let's get 12 through 15 of verse number 19. Let's see if there was any type of prophecy concerning the tribe of Ephraim, Mother E. Genesis 48, 12 through 15 and verse number 19.
Book of Genesis, chapter 48, verses 12 through 15.
12 through 15, verse number 19.
Book of Genesis, chapter 48, verse 12 through 15, and verse 19. And Joseph brought them out between his knees. And he bowed himself with his face to the earth. Verse 13. And Joseph took them both, Ephraim in his right hand, towards Israel, left hand, and Manasseh in his left hand, towards Israel's right hand, and brought them near unto him. Verse 14. And Israel stretched out his right hand and laid it upon Ephraim's head, who was the youngest, and his left hand upon Manasseh's head, guiding his hand with, for Manasseh was the firstborn. Verse 15. And he blessed Joseph. And he blessed Joseph and Yahweh, before whom my father Abraham and Isaac did walk. The Yahweh which fed me all my life long unto this day. Verse 19. And his father refused and said, I know it, my son, I know it. He also shall become a people, and he also shall be great. But truly, his youngest brother shall be greater than he, and his seed shall become a multitude of nations.
So Yahweh already made the call out of the mouth of Israel. Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel, our father, right? He said that God, Ephraim, would be greater. So we find out that it was already predestined, if you want to use that terminology, that Ephraim that Ephraim would be greater. But let's run back to that Second Chronicles, Mother E of C, right? Let's see where you pick up on this story. The book of 2 Chronicles. So we find out that the 10 northern tribes had war in their mind for southern kingdom, right? But let's see what, before we go there, let's run to First King right quick. Let's see what Yahweh said about all this warfare that was going on. Let's run to the book of First Kings chapter 14, Mother E of C. Royal.
First Kings chapter 14.
Hold on now. Let me see what I want here first of all. Let's run to 1 Kings chapter 11. Is that the one I want? Yeah, 1 Kings chapter... Well, I don't see what I'm looking for here.
Hold on.
Let's run to 1 Kings chapter 14. Let's pick it up at verse number 19. Mother E of C. Royal. Look at 1 Kings chapter 14, verse number 19.
Mother E. Book of 1 Kings, chapter 14, verse 19, reads, and the rest of the acts of Jeroboam, how he warred, and how he reigned, behold, they are written in the book of the Quran of the kings of Israel.
So it says they are. The acts of Jeroboam, how he warred and how he reigned, say, behold, they are written in the book of the Chronicles of the King of Israel. So let's run to 1 Kings chapter 12, Mother E. Israel of C. Royal. Look at 1 Kings chapter 12. Let's pick it up at verse 23. 1 Kings 12, verse 23 and 24.
First Kings chapter 12, verse 23 and verse 24. Verse 23. Speak unto Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, king of Yahdah Judah, and unto all the family of Yahdah Judah, the southern king, and Benjamin, and to the remnant of the people, saying, verse 24, thus said the Yahweh, you shall not go up nor fight against your brethren, the children of Israel. Return every man to his house, for this thing is from me. They hearken, therefore, to the words of the Yahweh and return to depart according to the words of Yahweh.
So we found out that Rehoboam, king of the southern kingdom, Yahdah Judah, right, and Benjamin, was getting ready to go up to make war with Jeroboam and the 10 northern tribes. But Yahweh stopped them in their track. We find out that Yahweh did say that he would break the brotherhood. Let's see if they took heed to this warning here, Mother E. Turn to the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 10. Let's see if Northern Kingdom and Southern Kingdom sit down and hashed out their differences. Turn to the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 10. Let's see if they sit down and hashed out their differences, Mother E. Look at 2 Chronicles chapter 10, verse number 1, verse number 6 through 10, verse 12 through 13, and verse number 19. Let's see what went down between Southern Kingdom and Northern Kingdom. Book of 2 Chronicles chapter 10, verse number 1. Hold on. Verse number 1, verse number 6 through 10. 12 to 13 and verse number 19, Mother E of C. Royal, come on.
2 Chronicles chapter 10, verse 1, verse 6 to 10, 12 to 13, and verse 19. 2 Chronicles Chronicles, chapter 1, chapter 10, verse 1. And Rehoboam went to Shechem, where all Israel come to make him king. Verse 6. And King Rehoboam took counsel with the old man that had stood before Solomon, his father, while he yet lived, saying, "What counsel give you me to return to run away to return answer to this people?" Verse 7. And they speak unto him, saying, "As thou be king to this people."
Now, hold on, mother. Look at that verse number 7 real close there.
And they spake unto him, saying, "If thou be king to this people."
Hold on, mother. "If thou be kind," not king, "kind to this people." Verse 7.
And they speak unto him, saying, "If thou be kind to this people,
and please them,
and speak good words to them, they will be thy servants forever." Verse 8. But he forsook the counsel which the old man gave him, and took counsel with the young men that were brought up with him, that stood before him. Verse 9. He said unto him, What advice give you that we may return answer to this people, which have spoke to me, saying,
Ease somewhat
the yoke that thy father did put upon us." Verse 10. And the young men that were brought up with him spake unto him, saying, "Thus shall thus answer the people that speak unto thee, saying, thy father made our yoke heavy, but make thou it somewhat lighter for us. Thus shall thou say unto them, my little finger shall be thicker than my father's long." Verse 12. So Jeroboam and all the people came to Rehoboam on the third day, as the king bade it, saying, "Come again to me on the third day." Verse 13. And the king answered them roughly.
The king answered them roughly.
And the king Rehoboam forsook the counsel of the old man.
Verse 19.
And Israel rebelled against the family of David unto this day.
So they say Israel, the northern kingdom, right? They got a problem with the family of David, which is southern kingdom, Yahdah Judah. And the strip say they got an issue with Yahdah Judah until this day. But let's see what is the role of Yahdah Judah, right quick, Mother E? Let's run to the book of Genesis chapter 49. Let's see, what is the role of Judah, Yahdah Judah, Southern Kingdom? In Genesis 49, let's look at verse number 8 through 10. Let's see what's going on with this Mother Israel of Seroya. The book of Genesis 49, verse number 8 through 10.
Book of Genesis, chapter 49, verses 8 to 10. Verse 8. Yahdah Judah, the southern kingdom, thou art he whom thy brother shall praise. Thy hand shall be in the neck of thy enemy. Thy father's children shall bow down before thee. Verse 9. Yahdah Judah is a lion's well from the prey, my son. Thou art gone up. He stooped down. He couched as a lion and as an old lion. Who shall rise him up? Verse 10. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, of the Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be.
So he said that the scepter shall not depart from Yahdah Judah until Yahuwah the Son come, and unto Yahdah Judah shall the gathering of the people be. So let's see what he mean by the scepter will not depart from Yahdah Judah, Mother Israel. What is he talking about there? Let's run to the book of Psalms 108, verse 8. Let's see what is Yahdah Judah been given charge of here. Psalms 108, verse 8. Mother Israel, see royal.
The book of Psalms, chapter 108, verse 8, read. Psalm 108, verse 8. Gilead is mine. Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the strength of my head. Yahdah Judah is my lawgiver.
Yahdah Judah is my Torah instruction giver. So he said that Yahdah Judah was given charge of Yahuwah's Torah instruction. Now let's see what position that makes Yahdah Judah. What position did that put him in, Mother Israel of Sea Royal? Run to Romans chapter 3, verse number 1 and 2. Let's see what position that put Yahdah Judah in Romans chapter 3, verse number 1 and 2. Mother Israel of Sea Royal.
The book of Romans, chapter 3. Book of Romans, chapter 3.
Verse number 1 and verse number 2. Romans 3, verse 1 and verse number 2.
Book of Romans, chapter 3, verse 1 and verse 2. What advantage then has the Yahdah Judah, or what profit is there of circumcision? Verse 2. Much every way cheerful, because that unto them were committed the articles of Yahuwah.
So say that the word of Yahuwah, the oracles of Yahuwah been committed. And we found out in Psalms 108 that the Torah instruction had been committed to Yahdah Judah. So he said that they gave them an advantage. But let's run to the book of Tobit right quick. Let's see if we can get some of this information out of the book of Tobit, chapter 1. Mother Israel, see Royal. Keep at Tobit, chapter 1. Verse number 1 through 5, Mother E, Israel, of Seed Royal.
Toby.
Book of Tobit, chapter 1, verse number 1 through 5. Mother E. Israel. Let's see, right.
The book of Toby. Chapter 1.
Verse number 1 through 5. So we found out that there had been a whole lot of animosity that had been created between Southern Kingdom and Northern Kingdom. Before you read that, Mother, there's a statement that, before you read that, let's run to St. John chapter 4. It's a statement in St. John chapter 4, verse 9, that we might want to plug in right about now. Mother E. Israel of C. Royal, the book of St. John chapter 4, verse number 9.
Book of St. John.
Yes, ma'am. The book of St. John, chapter 4, verse number 9. Let's see if we can get a insight to what is going on between Southern Kingdom and Northern Kingdom. If we find out that Jeroboam and Rehoboam, it was constantly at war. Let's run to St. John 4, verse number 9, Mother E. Israel of C. Royal.
Book of St. John, chapter 4, verse 9. Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou...
Hold on, Mother E. We got to set the stage here. So then said the woman of Samaria. Now, who is this woman of Samaria, Mother E? Who is this? Then said the woman of Samaria, who is this woman of Samaria, Mother E?
Northern Kingdom.
It's the Northern Kingdom, right? Then said the woman of Samaria, Northern Kingdom, right?
Right, that's what I said, Northern Kingdom.
Come on.
Okay.
St. John 4, verse 9.
St. John chapter 4, verse 9. Then said the woman of Samaria, the Northern Kingdom, unto him, how is it that thou being a Jew ask drink of me?
Hold on, Mother. Hold on. Come on, that. We got to read this properly. Come back to the top of verse number 9. Let's read this properly. Let's get the sense.
Thank God.
Hold that. Before you go there, let's run to the book of Ezra right quick. Run to the book of Ezra, Mother E, chapter 8. Run to the book of Ezra, chapter 8, Mother E. And let's look at verse number. Ezra, chapter 8. Is it Ezra I want or Nehemiah? Which one is it? Me peep at Nehemiah. Nehemiah 8, verse number 8. Mother E, Israel, I see you right. Look at Nehemiah 8, verse number 8.
Nehemiah. Okay, let me get that.
The book of Nehemiah, chapter 8, verse number 8. So we find out that there have been some issues, let's put it that way, between Southern Kingdom and Northern Kingdom. And that Yahweh said that he would break the brotherhood between Israel, 10 northern tribes, and Southern Kingdom, Judah. Southern Kingdom. So let's see in Nehemiah 8, verse 8. What do it read, Mother E?
The book of Nehemiah, chapter 8, verse 8. And Ezra blessed the Yahweh, the great Yahweh, and all the people answered. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
The book of Nehemiah 8, verse number 8, Mother E. Nehemiah 8. Verse number 8.
The book of Nehemiah, chapter 8, verse 8. So they read in the book of the Torah instructions of Yahweh distinctly, and gave the sense.
And gave the sense.
And cause them to understand the reading.
So we have to make sure that we cause them to understand what's being read, Mother E. We We got to make it plain to the listening audience out there what the storyline is all about. So let's run back to that St. John chapter 4, verse number 9. Let's make it plain to the listening audience what this storyline is concerning, Mother Eve. Before we go there, let's run to Jeremiah. Let's see what the storyline is concerning Mother E. Israel and C. Roy. Before we go back to that St. John, let's run to the book of Jeremiah right quick. See if I can write it down in Jeremiah, Mother E. Jeremiah 30, verse number 4. Let's see what this all concerning Mother E. Israel and C. Roy. Jeremiah chapter 30. Verse number 4. What is this concerning, Mother E?
Book of Jeremiah, chapter 30, verse 4. And these are the words that the Yahweh spoke concerning Israel, the northern kingdom, and concerning Yahweh Judah, the southern kingdom.
So this whole thing is about northern kingdom and southern kingdom. This is the word that Yahweh spake, right? Concerning Israel, northern kingdom, and concerning Yahdah Judah, southern kingdom. So let's see what's going on in the book of St. John 4, verse number 9, between southern and northern kingdom, Mother E. Israel of C. E. Royer.
Book of St. John, chapter 4, verse 9.
Yes, ma'am.
Then said the woman of Samaria, the northern king, unto him, how is it that thou didst aid Yahweh Judah, the southern kingdom, ask drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria, the northern kingdom? For the Yahweh Judah, the southern kingdom, has no dealing with the Samaritan, the northern kingdom.
So he said that Yahweh Judah, southern kingdom, right? They don't have any type of dealing with the northern kingdom, right? And so
right.
We find out that there was a reason why. I mean, the kingdom was divided in 922. And by the time Yahweh the Son came, that's 700, 800, 900 years later. I mean, can you imagine what he ran into, trying to get Southern Kingdom to understand that it was time to bring back in the Northern Kingdom? Because we find out in Hosea that they had been cut off, right? He said, "You will not be my people." Let's run to the book of, let's run back to that Hosea right quick, Mother E. Hosea chapter 2. Let's see what's going on in the book of Hosea, chapter 2. Mother E. Israel, C. Royer. Book of Hosea, chapter 2. Let me run over there and see what I'm looking for right quick. Book of Hosea, chapter 2, verse number 23. Mother E. Israel, C. Royer. Let's see what's going on here. Hosea, chapter 2, verse number 23. Mother E. Royer.
Hosea, chapter 2, verse 23. Verse 23,
mm-hmm.
And I will sow her unto me in the earth, and I will have mercy upon her that had no obtaining mercy, and I will say to them which were not my people, thou art my people, and they shall say, thou art my Yahweh. And
so
they
said,
shall say.
Hold on, that's good enough, man. That's good enough. He said, I'm going to say to them that were not my people, that you are my people. So at some point in time, Yahweh had already had it lined out that the 10 northern tribes would be brought back in, Mother E. of C. Roy. Run to the book of Sirach. It's a statement over here in the book of Sirach, if I can pull it out, Mother E. It's a statement over here in the book of Sirach. Let me see if I can write it down right quick. in the book of Sirach, chapter 17, Mother Israel of Seiroi. The book of Sirach 17, and let's look at verse number 23 through 25. Mother Israel of Seiroi. Sirach chapter 17, 23 through 25, Mother E of Seiroi.
Okay. The book of Sirach, chapter 17, verses 23 to 25. Sirach, chapter 17. Sirach, chapter 17, verse 23 to 25. Verse 23. And afterwards, he will raise up and reward them and render their recompense upon their head. Verse 24. But unto them that repent, he granted them return and comfort those that fallest in pity.
Filled in patience. Verse 25.
Verse 25. Return unto the Yahweh and forsake their the sin. Make the prayer before his face and offer less.
And offend less. He said, return unto Yahweh and forsake your sin. Make your prayer before his face and offend less. Well, on that note, Mother E, we're going to bring you in for your closing statement. Mother E, I see you, Roya. You ready for your closing statement, Mother E?
Thank you, praising Yahweh for the class. Thank you, praising Yahweh for Brother Yahweh. And thank and praising Yahweh for his people that's listening to the class. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, Mother E. I see you, Roya. We found that there was a great animosity that had developed between Southern Kingdom and Northern Kingdom. By the time Yahweh the Son showed up, I mean, this thing had been going on for almost 900 years. The Yahweh said that he would break the brotherhood in the book of Zechariah, chapter 11, between Yahdah and Judah. So by the time he showed up, that's why the woman at the well said that, you know, Yahdah, Judah, you don't have no dealings with Northern Kingdom. But we're going to say to the listening audience out there, Yahweh be with you, and Yahweh bless you, and shalom to the next time.
Yahweh be with you. Shalom.
Be too late.